Track 40.
Memories from the Attic. September 12th. Dad and I were cleaning out Babika's attic when we found a suitcase full of old photos. Among them was a photo of a woman who looked a lot like Babika. She was holding a little boy. Dad thought it could be his cousin because he's heard Babika talk about her older sister. Unfortunately, when Babika moved to the U.S., she lost contact with her. I looked for letters that might give us more information, but there weren't any. Babika has been holding on to these photos for so long, so I think they must be important. I signed up for a website that helps people find lost family members. Through the website, I've emailed a genealogist to ask for some help. Also, I sent her the information on the back of the photo and included a scan of the photo itself. November 30th. I got a reply from the genealogist. The woman in the picture turned out to be Babika's sister, and the boy is actually my father's older brother. That means I have an uncle in the Czech Republic. Fortunately, he had also been looking for his family online, so he had put his contact information on another genealogy site. I sent him an email, and I'm waiting for a reply. For now, I'm not telling Dad or Babika. I don't want them to be disappointed if there's no reply. I'm thinking it would be nice to visit my grandmother's hometown of Brno and explore my Czech heritage. So I'm still doing some more research, and I've also been redrawing our family tree. I've added two new branches, starting with Uncle James and Great Aunt Isabella. December 29th. I got a reply from my uncle. It turns out he's been living in my grandmother's hometown for over 50 years. And last week, I finally got the chance to ask Babika about the photo. She was startled at first. Then I told her how I had gotten in contact with her other son. Babika held my hand and started to cry. Then, she told the story of how she had to leave her first child with her older sister back home. It was just too painful for her, so she couldn't tell anyone. The whole family was shocked, especially my dad. He had no idea that he had an older brother. Now, Dad and I are planning to visit my uncle in the Czech Republic soon. February 24th. Dad and I have been staying at my uncle's house in Brno since the 10th. I've learned a lot about the culture and picked up some of the language, too. It was touching to see my father meet his brother for the first time and hear them talk about their childhood stories. I also learned more about my great-aunt Isabella. Amazingly, at the age of 98, she is still healthy and living in a village in the countryside. We're visiting her next week. Our whole family feels blessed to have found each other after so many years.